Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Coffee Talk with me, Shane Lajita, or otherwise known as Liquid Shano 1973. And it's going to be another great day today. I feel it in my bones that we're going to make some things happen today. So let's talk about something real quick. I know in my last podcast, we talked a little bit about the three words of you do you, right? We talked about staying in your lane, knowing what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and you focusing on you. And not worrying about other people. Not worrying about what other people think, the way society feels that they need you to be looking like, or what your family might look at you and say, you're getting too skinny, or you're getting too fat, right? It's all about you. It's about what you see in the mirror. It's not about what other people think of you. It's not about what other society thinks of you, and it's damn sure not about what anybody else thinks about you, but you think of yourself. Okay, that's really the most important aspect of it. So when I use the term you do you, I had a couple people say something to me about it, right? They were like, okay, so are you saying I shouldn't lean in on other people to help me in this you do you thing you talk about, or I shouldn't be reaching out for help if I need it or something like that? And that is absolutely not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if you can do you and you can stay in your lane and you can worry about you and only you, and just think about the things that you're doing as a positive influence in your life. Think about what you can accomplish. The opportunities are endless. The amount of things that you can do with yourself to be able to help others, to be able to help yourself and help your family and help everything is endless when you can just focus and worry about you at your job. You shouldn't worry about what Joe Schmo is making down the hall, or you shouldn't worry about any of this stuff. Just worry about you. Worry about being the best version of you that you can be. Don't worry about what Jimmy John Jack down the road can run in his half marathon as you're running your 5K, and you see him sprinting down the road, and you say, man, I'm never going to get there, right? Stop. You have to worry about you. You have to worry about what it is that you need to do to make you better than you were yesterday and you better than you were 2 days ago. And that's what I meant by you do you. Because people get so concerned and so worried about what other people think of them or what other people are doing. Or we get judgmental because we're like, oh, well, they lost their weight really fast, so they must be starving themselves. Or look at the muscles that dude put on, man. Oh, he's got to be on steroids, man. I mean, seriously, really? You don't put that kind of weight on. Or, man, they're running a 9-minute mile. They must be a natural born runner, right? They must be somebody that's just naturally gifted for running. These are the kind of things that we tell ourselves as we're trying to better ourselves. And here's the deal, people. You need to have some more self-love for yourself. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that you can achieve great things? That should be a question you're asking yourself. Do you believe that if you set a goal for yourself and you make it a humongous, ginormous goal for yourself, do you believe you can achieve that goal? Or is it just a pipe dream? Are you putting something up there just because you have to put something up there and you say, well, if I don't have any dreams, I must be kind of a loser or whatever? Or are you putting down a goal because you want to achieve it, and at the end of the day, you believe you can? Take out everything you've heard about yourself all your life. Take out how you were treated as a child. Take out how you're treated by a spouse. Take out how you're treated by friends. If you have baggage that's up in that brain and sitting there acting like cobwebs and they're fluttering around in your head and they're giving you negative vibes for all the things you want to be able to accomplish, the question you need to ask yourself is, do you believe in you? Because if you don't, you should. Every single person that's on the other receiving end of this podcast right now and on Coffee Talk need to understand you have the capability of achieving amazing, great, wonderful, stupendous, outstanding things. But you got to believe it. because you're never going to accomplish it if you don't believe it. If you doubt yourself every single corner, every single place that you go, based on how you feel about yourself or how people have made you feel about yourself, which is more often not the real reason why we are so negative on ourselves. But if you are in a space where you don't believe that you can do things that are great, then quite frankly, you're probably not going to achieve great things. Self-doubt is probably one of our biggest contributors to negative consequences. Now, I know that's deep talk, right? Deep talk by Jack Handy. Here's the thing. You got to believe in yourself. If you put a goal on a piece of paper, start striving for that goal. Even if you don't accomplish the goal in the time frame that you want to accomplish the goal by, if you're setting smart goals for yourself and you're thinking, yes, that's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive, and here you are working for that goal, and maybe you don't get there in the time that you do, but damn it, you did like 50 things to be able to build up to that that you didn't think you could do before trying to get to that goal that you wanted to get to. I want to run a 10-minute mile. I've never run faster than 12 minutes per mile, but I want to run a 10-minute mile, and I'm going to get there, and I'm overweight right now, and I feel like my knees are going to explode, but I'm still going to do it. Okay, great. So today, work at that goal, small incremental amounts to be able to be better than you were yesterday. What do you think the concept of a couch to 5K is? The concept of a couch to 5K is if you're sitting on the couch and you're dormant and you're not doing anything. So what they do is they work you in incremental amounts, right? You start off with a walk. You walk for 2 minutes. Then you take a little bit of a breather. Then you might jog for 30 seconds. And then you walk for another 2 minutes. You might jog for 30 seconds. And it's incremental and it's slow process. But it's building your stamina up to where you want to go one day. You want to be that runner and shave that time off of your run. It takes work. It takes dedication. But stop doubting yourself. It's one of the things that I tell my son all the time. Here I am, a dad, telling my son all the time, believe in yourself. You can accomplish anything you set your mind to. And I'm sure that most parents that are on the receiving end of this podcast right now say that to their kids. You probably say it to them, right? You say to them, you can achieve whatever you want to. You can do what you want. You can accomplish amazing things. You can be the person that you want to be. And we fill them with positive reinforcement, and we give them encouragement, and we boost their emotions and the way they feel about themselves. But the second that we look at ourselves and we say, oh, this is what I wanted to accomplish, those words go out the window a lot of times. And it's a shame, because we should be talking to ourselves the same way we're talking to our kids. The same way. But I don't do it enough. I don't tell myself enough that I'm damn good at what I do. I should be proud of the work that I'm putting into it. I should be excited by the fact that I'm putting one foot in front of the other and getting some exercise instead of beating myself up because I'm not where I want to be. I should be damn proud that I picked up that 25-pound dumbbell to do some bench or some bicep curls when 4 weeks ago, I was picking up the 10-pounders going, oh man, this is kind of burning. But no, you know what I say? Look at that dude over there, man. He's lifting these 50-pound dumbbells and he's just cranking them out like a madman. And here I am over here with these 25-pounders going, what am I doing? Self-doubt, it's just not a good situation to be in. It's not good. So the theme of this podcast, the theme of this coffee talk, if there's anything you can take away from any of the other 68 podcasts that I have on iTunes here, start believing in yourself. Put the words "I believe" in your vocabulary. Write the words down. Stick them to your mirror in the car. Put them on the mirror in the bathroom. Stick them on the refrigerator. Put them on your monitor at work. Put them on the baby monitor wherever you're babysitting. Put them wherever you've got to put them in. And say to yourself, I believe that I can do this. Because if you positive self-talk, now listen, I'm like I told you before, I'm a positive realist. And I also know that life happens and things happen and food addictions happen and habits happen and all those things. And I understand all of that. And I'm not saying I'm a doctor, and I'm damn sure no doctor, right? I'm not a doctor because I'm still struggling every single day that I'm trying to get to. And I think if I was a doctor, I would know exactly where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. But here I am, a dude that's on a podcast talking to people about just self-help, talking to people about the struggle that we go through, trying to get through life each day, being a better person than I was yesterday, only living positively through you guys and where you're at and how I'm helping you, and then you help me, right? If I was an expert at the whole entire situation, maybe I wouldn't have to do all this. But I do it because I feel like it's relevant and I feel like it puts me in the right frame of mind. But guess what? I never would have done this if I didn't have somebody telling me, I believe in you. You got a voice for radio, they used to tell me all the time. Shane, listen, you could be on sports radio. You could do all kinds of stuff. You've got a voice that's bellowing and it's deep and it's powerful and you're very well spoken and you're ready to go and you're all set and all whatever, right? And I heard that all my whole entire youth, all the way up until now I'm 44 years old. And here I am on a small little podcast in Scarborough, Maine, sitting in my little spare bedroom with my little soundproof booth in, with my big speaker and microphone that I've invested in because I feel like it's something that's a passion of mine. But if I didn't look at myself and say, I believe I can do this, all those words that people were telling me all my life, that you could do this, you could do whatever you wanted to do when it comes to radio, you got a good voice, a good head on your shoulders, you can talk to the common man and really kind of make him feel good about themselves and all that good stuff, right? All these people told me that. But until I turned the key and I flipped the switch to say to myself, I believe I can do this, is the only time that I've been able to actually be successful. And now I've surrounded myself with people that tell me that I can. Not that I can't, not that I'm ego-driven, not that I'm a smug person, nothing like that. I surround myself with people that support me and stand up for me and believe in me because I believe in myself. And any people that don't, they can go. They can kick rocks. They can go down the road, right? So you got to start believing in yourself. If it's a dream that you have of something you want to accomplish, whether it's your job, your occupation, or whether it's health related, or whether it's family related, or whether it's finance related, you know, Virginia over on Instagram, she's great. She's great. I follow her. And she talks a lot about her financial goals. Now, listen, I'm not the most financially sound person in the whole entire world. And I've got student debt out the wahoo, right? It's just it's staring at me. And I've been paying on it for a little while now. And I'm going to be paying that until I'm like 70 years old, right? It's okay. I get it. Takes that to get your MBA sometimes. And you want to be able to work at that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. She put a goal and a focus in mind of how she was going to become financially free, and she focused on that, and she did not stop, and she didn't take no for an answer, and she had a little bumps in the roads, I'm sure, but she just kept saying, I believe I can do this, and I'm going to focus on making this happen. And each step of the way that she gets into it, and she goes, and she tries to make it happen, and she does all the things that she has to do to be able to make that dream come true. I mean, think about that. Wouldn't we all want to be in that place that we can sit back and we can say, hey, you know what? I did this. I am now financially free. Wouldn't we all want to be there? I know I would. I would love that, right? But here's the problem. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't tell ourselves enough positive things for us to be able to sit down. Her name is Virginia McCary. You could probably find her on No Finish Line Nation, and you'll find her on Instagram. But if you ever go, just check it out sometime, you'll see. She's a listener of Coffee Talk, and she's supported me in the past, and she's said that a lot of times the podcast will help bring her out of a, you know, maybe a bad place or get her focused and motivated. But Virginia, you're an inspiration. You know why? Because you set a goal, and you're going for it, and you're not taking no for an answer, and you believe in yourself. We all need to take note of that, every one of us. And it may not be financial that you're looking for. Maybe it's just a simple goal of trying to be able to make it to all of your child's practices during the year outside of you working full time. And that's a goal you're going to set for yourself, and you want to do it, and you're going to go after it, and you're going to make that happen. But if you don't believe in yourself that you can do it, guess what? You're probably not going to make it happen. You got to start believing yourself. You got to start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I know it sounds cheesy, guys. I know it's extremely cheesy, to be honest with you. But if you think about it, that old skit, and I know he's a creepo now in real life, but the old skit of Stuart Smalley when he used to say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me on Saturday Night Live back in the day. There's something and there's some weight to that. those comments. It's so dumb when you can look in the mirror and make those comments. Try it every once in a while. And then when you make those comments, how many people are going to look at you and they're going to say to you, yeah, what? I'm not saying other people. I'm saying you. How will you look at yourself and believe you? Believe yourself when you say that. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me. Probably not that people like me, peace, because I got a lot of people that may not like me. But I know the smart enough and I'm good enough and I believe in myself. You have to start to go down that road. You have to start to change the narrative of the negative Nancy and become that positive person for yourself and believe in yourself. When you set a goal for yourself, tell yourself, I will accomplish this, not I might accomplish this, or maybe I'll accomplish this. Accomplish it with gusto, with pizzazz, and go for it. You only live one life. You got to make it happen. So try that today. Try to take one of the goals that you have on your goal list or on your goal board or whatever it is and believe in yourself that you can make that happen. And don't stop until you accomplish it or you get really close. And then while you're doing it, make sure along the way you're celebrating in the small successes that you're achieving, okay? Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the podcasts and keep on giving feedback as much as you can so that way I can make it better and better each time that I do it, okay? Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk and make it a great day.